Harry's Game by Andy Hamilton, starring James Grout as the Professor, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, and Andy Hamilton as Satan.
I want to go back to hell, and I want to go now.
Why?
Because even by your sadistic standards, this has been a particularly gruesome tour. You've been whizzing me off to the most depressing trouble spots in the world and subjecting me to a horror show of human misery. And where are we now?
Broadcasting house.
What are we doing up on the roof?
Oh, well, this is a good venue for me, because a lot of people come up here to commit suicide.
You mean you come here to tempt people into killing themselves?
Well, not just here. I do it all sorts of places, yeah. Sometimes I take on the form of a nice retired vicar called Trevor, and I man a phone for the Samaritans. Yeah. Don't enjoy it that much, you know. I mean, it's a bit like shooting fish in a barrel, really. But, yeah, especially when I put them on hold and play them Leonard Cohen LPs.
You're nothing but a...
See, over there on the parapet, that's a jumper if ever I saw one.
Oh, just look at his face. A picture of bewilderment and despair.
Yeah, there must have been another restructuring.
Oh, hang on, though. Look, a woman's approaching him.
Where did she spring from?
Aha, she's starting to talk him down. Look.
Bob, look, I know things have been pretty grim for you. Mm. I know that, you know, like, well, all the presenters, you've been under a lot of pressure.
Oh, the poor chap's a presenter. I wonder what sort of stuff he presents.
Make no mistake, life can be a tricky baby to handle. She certainly looks a lot less complicated when your brains are squished across the pavement, like strawberry jam.
I think he might work on a motoring program.
Please, look, Bob, just stop and think.
I've done a whole lot of thinking, and I've decided that this living lark is just... too bloody painful.
Come on up, Bob. Listen, just think about how many people love you.
Oh, she's nice. She'll save him, you'll see.
And above all, before you do this awful thing, please, just stop and think about the terrible, terrible damage you'll do to my performance targets.
What?
Well, you know, there'd be 16 suicides this month, and it doesn't reflect very well on me as head of personnel now, does it?
But I just can't take any more.
Well, you could at least have the decency to top yourself in your own time. Please, go home and do it. I'm not going to order you a car.
Can we leave, please? This is just too distasteful.
All right, then let's go down to street level and mingle with all those gawpers.
Oh, dear. I think that poor chap's about to jump, you know.
Oh, yes. Let's get our camcorders out, then. We'll probably be able to flog this footage to Police Camera Action or Tarrant on TV.
But Chris Tarrant wouldn't show footage of someone hurling themselves to their death, would he?
Well, it's all right. He can pretend the victim was a foreigner.
Oh, right, yeah.
That way the smirk won't seem inappropriate.
Well, even I'm finding this distasteful. Come on, Professor, let's head hellwards. Professor?
Look, over there, sitting on that bus. It's my Deborah.
Oh, yes, so it is. Come on.
No, but she looks dreadful. And something's wrong. We have to follow her.
We are not spying on your widow again. It just causes trouble.
But you like causing trouble.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Come on.
Do you know something, Scumspawn? For the very first time, I'm actually beginning to experience that special emotion which sets humans apart.
Oh, what? Love?
No, guilt. I'm experiencing definite twinges of shame about some of the bad things I did in my life, like shooting those elephants. Awful thing to do. I just picked them off with my rifle, ripped their tusks out for the ivory. It was greedy. It was wrong. And it spoilt everyone's enjoyment of the circus.
I wonder where Satan's got to.
What are you so keen to see him for? He's going to destroy you, he said so.
Yes, I know he said he was going to pulverize me into demon dust, sweep me up with a dustpan and brush, and tip me down the waste disposal abyss. But I think you have to look at the subtext of what he was saying.
And that was?
That deep down he values me and is very fond of me.
That's quite a lot of subtext, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Listen, Professor. I don't like rubbing people's noses in it, but only joking, of course I do.
Why is he so pale?
It's all my fault, you see. If I hadn't got Satan here to sabotage the wedding, well, Deborah would have been married, and well, now it seems that Rory O'Donnell is saying he won't marry her. He feels it only bring her shame and misery. I mean, with his being in prison and everything. In fact, he said he thinks it's better that they don't see each other again. She's heartbroken.
I'm sorry, Professor.
Oh, hello, Scumspawn. Didn't see you. Actually, I'm glad you're here.
Really?
Yeah, I need you.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. Can you just stand there a second, okay? And keep perfectly still while I obliterate you.
Obliterate me?
Yeah, I said to keep still. It's not easy controlling the aim on these thunderbolts. They got a lot of juice in them.
Well, with respect.
We don't like sentences that begin with respect, do we? No. Because with respect is a meaningless form of words that people use just before they tell you you're talking bollocks.
This is all because he's been discovering his talents, isn't it? For music and for painting. He's developing as an individual and you feel threatened by the idea of him outgrowing you.
Well, with respect.
And because you feel threatened, he has to be eliminated. Well, what have you got to say for yourself?
I say close your eyes because demon dust stings.
No!
Oh, what?
Oh,
no.
Who are they? Oh, the light's blinding.
Look at their wings. Shimmering white wings and golden radiant faces.
They're angels.
Yeah. And not just any angels. The big one at the front, he's the most famous angel of them all. The angel who told Mary she was with child.
You mean it's...
That's right. You are looking at the angel Graham.
The angel Graham? Surely his name is...
Be quiet, mortal. I am the angel Graham. And this is my support team, the angel Derek and the angel Steve.
Hi.
So, Satan.
So, Graham. Long time no see.
Well, you've only yourself to blame for that.
I beg your pardon?
You got yourself banished from paradise. You were entirely the author of your own destruction.
With respect, Graham.
Look, I'm sorry, but I have to ask you this. You're not the angel Graham, surely. You're the angel Gabriel.
No. That was a typo. Yeah, you see, the scribe who wrote up the nativity couldn't read his own notes. And by the time he'd realised his mistake, well, it would have meant rewriting all the scrolls. Yeah, unfortunate, wasn't it, Graham?
Yes, it was.
Because it meant all mortals came to know you as Gabriel, didn't it?
Yes.
And Gabriel's a bit of a Nancy boy's name, really, isn't it?
Yes.
Did the biblical scribes make many mistakes, then?
Yes, they certainly did. For instance, the third of the Ten Commandments that Moses gave to the Israelites should have read, "Thou shalt not invade the Lebanon."
Yeah, yeah. But if you ask me, that was no mistake, if you know what I mean. I mean, just like the location of the Promised Land. I mean, that was supposed to be in Belgium. Until some Hebrew got conveniently mistranslated.
If we could just dispense with the nostalgia. I am here...
What's that yellow glow that surrounds you? Is it like the chemical luminescence you see in some fish?
Fish?
Yes. I mean, we used to keep cardinal tetras at home. And some evenings, me and Deborah used to switch off all the lights in the living room and draw the curtains and sit there in the dark, just watching our fish glow.
Boy, you really lived in the fast lane, didn't you?
So is your angelic glow that kind of luminescence, or is it some sort of subatomic radiation?
Who is this nosy mortal?
He's the professor.
And why does he ask so many questions?
I don't know, I think it's a disease. So, why are you here, Gabriel? Sorry, Graham.
I'm here on a disciplinary matter, Satan. We've received reports that, contrary to the Almighty's most sacred laws, a senior demon, and I've a pretty good idea who, has been taking a mortal on sightseeing jaunts to the world of the living.
Really? Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, it's slap wrist all round and off to bed with no supper.
God is most displeased.
I bet he is, poor old soul.
You don't seem to be taking this very seriously.
Well, I'm sorry, Graham, but it is a little hard to see exactly what these naughty miscreants could be punished with, given that this is hell, by definition, the worst punishment imaginable.
Oh, but he's created somewhere worse.
What? Worse than here?
Oh, yes. In a new dimension, is a complex of top-security solitary confinement abysses, each designed to house one accursed wretch, totally alone, for all eternity.
Why has he done that, then?
It's all part of a law and order drive, to be honest, you know, a zero-tolerance thing. Mm. Tough on sin, tough on the causes of sin. In fact, he's planning to visit 7 new pestilences upon the sons of man. So far, he's done 3. El Nino, mobile phones, and Vanessa Feltz.
Well, look, you can reassure His Almightiness that I'm certainly not breaking any of his rules by going soft on the fleshlings. Oh, no, far from it. No, I continue to run a very strict punishment regime here. I mean, purely as an example, if you take this damned sinner here.
Oh, no.
Now, on a routine basis, I punish him with unbearable torments, like, say, turning his pubic hair into killer bees. Or I fill his bowels with Amazonian fire ants. Or sometimes, for simplicity, I just hit him with a shovel. And if I time it right, his face actually takes on the shape of the shovel. You know, like the way it does in Tom and Jerry. See? Yeah. Do you want to go?
No, angels aren't allowed to hit people in the face with shovels.
No.
Why are you staring at me like that, you deformed creature?
I'm sorry. I just can't get over how beautiful you are. Was my master as beautiful as you when he was an angel?
It was so long ago, I really can't recall.
Can't you, Graham? Because I can recall everything, yes. For instance, I can still recall the pain as God ripped the wings off my back. And the nausea as he force-fed me my harp.
Oh, yes.
And I can still hear the sound of you sniggering.
Sniggering?
Yes, you know, sniggering, the cowardly version of laughing.
I think your memory must be letting you down, Satan. Because I stood silent. The profane enormity of your rebellion struck me quite dumb.
Yes, apart from at the meeting, of course.
Meeting?
You remember the emergency meeting of the Allied and General Union of Angels and Ancillary Cherubim, Seraphim and Ambrosia Makers? You were very vocal. I can recall your exact words. God's getting too big for his boots, you said. Have a word with him, Satan. He'll listen to you. He likes you best.
Well, you made these wild allegations at the time of your banishment, didn't he, lads?
Yes.
Yeah.
But there was no mention of my having made any such inflammatory comments recorded in the minutes of their meeting.
No, we all know you kept the bloody minutes, don't we?
Well, we're going to take a tour of your kingdom now, Satan. Looking for evidence regarding these forbidden excursions.
What sort of evidence are you expecting to find, eh?
Well, I might just find the mystery mortal, and when I do, I'll offer him a deal. Clemency in return for fingering his tour guide.
And if the mystery mortal didn't accept the deal, what would he get?
He'd get very lonely. I'll catch you later, Satan. Or maybe sooner.
I'll have him. I'll have him, the poncy great ponce-faced ponce. He stitched me up, you know, all that time ago.
But at the fall.
It wasn't the fall, it was the push. And he's out to get me again.
Well, he's hardly likely to get this proof he needs, is he? I mean, the only people who know about our jaunts are you, me, Scumspawn and Thomas.
Oh, right, so no weak links there, then.
It'll all be fine.
Yes, well, all excursions are definitely off for the foreseeable, all right?
Yes.
Oh, no, that was one of those yeses, wasn't it? With a long Y on the front.
Well, it's just that I'm really upset about how I've mucked up poor Deborah's life. And, well, if we made just one last visit before it's too late, then perhaps I could put things straight.
Well, we'll both end up in solitary.
But please.
No, I'm sorry. What if Tinkerbell and his mates come back and notice we're missing, eh?
Well, then, I'd cover for you.
You'd cover?
Yes.
But I was going to annihilate you, so why would you protect me?
Out of loyalty, I suppose.
I bloody hate you, Scumspawn, do you know that? First you subject me to incessant grovelling that makes me feel like I want to rip your head off. Then you stop the grovelling, which makes me feel like I want to rip your head off. Then you breach all the protocols of demonic conduct by discovering annoying talents for the saxophone and for painting pictures of me, using blends of snot for paint. Then to cap it all, you incense me totally by making me feel small.
Oh. Thomas is coming round.
Oh, my head. What happened?
This!
Oh. What did you do that for?
To cheer me up. Look, can we just get this over with as quickly as possible and leave, please?
Talk about
Cushy, this prison cell's got a TV in it.
Eh?
Rory O'Donnell, he's being allowed to watch TV. You can't call watching the telly a punishment, can you?
Well, only on Saturday nights.
Why is that woman reading the news standing up?
Oh, well, that's Channel 5. They haven't got the budget for a chair.
Hey, look, we're not here to watch telly. We're here to tell Rory here that cancelling his marriage to my wife was wrong, and that he has to marry her and jolly well make her happy.
Right.
Well, go on, then.
What?
Well, tell him. Take on some human form and tell him.
Yeah, but whose form should I take on? I mean, it has to be someone he'd respect.
Well, he's a jockey, so let's think. Who would he admire?
Sugar?
Oh, we can't be serious.
Well, I don't know who he'd respect,
I've got it. Lester Pigott.
Now, I'm not manifesting myself in the form of Lester Pigott because A, I'm not sure he carries much moral authority, and B, I can't do the voice.
Well, there must be someone Rory would listen to.
Ah, now, I've got an idea.
And a worrying gleam in your eye.
I'm sorry, obviously I'm being thick, but why mustn't we let on where Satan's got to?
Well, to protect him.
You want me to protect Satan?
Yes. Otherwise, he'll be banished to the abyss of solitary confinement and will never see Satan again.
And that's a problem, is it?
Well, it could be. You don't know who they replace him with, and you know what they say. Better the devil you know.
Yes, but the people who say that haven't met him, have they? I have. He's a shovel-happy little git. And I'll take my chances with a new devil. Thank you very much.
Well, if Satan's banished, the same will happen to the professor.
So? I'm not bothered.
Gosh, this feels strange. Being back in my own bedroom. Oh, just look at my lovely Deborah. Fast asleep.
Yeah, well, she's probably worn out from the heady excitement of watching the fish glow. Now, come on, what form do you want me to take and what do you want me to say?
Well, tell me, is there such a thing as ghosts?
Ghosts? Nah, they're an invention of the tourist industry.
But if I appeared before Deborah, she'd probably presume I was a ghost, which would be in a way.
No, you are dead. You do not make personal appearances. That is so against the rules. Even more against the rules than now being here.
But you could make it happen, couldn't you?
Well, yes, theoretically I could, in theory, but, you know...
Look, this will be the last favour I ever ask, I promise.
I bloody hate you, Prof, do you know that? You make me feel all confused and bewildered, and you give me feelings I don't like, frankly. They're icky, sissy kind of feelings. Oh, Sonic! There, you're a ghost, you're visible.
All right. Would she be able to see you?
No, I think finding Satan in her bedroom might prove a bit of a distraction, don't you?
But you're sure she can see and hear me?
Oh, my God!
I think that answers your question.
And if the professor goes, then, well, who'd help you continue this wonderful process of developing your personality into a human one?
Are you seriously suggesting I'm dependent on the professor to do that? That somehow, without the professor, I'm doomed to remain as some deformed monster permanently poisoned by his hatred for the world and himself? Well, you're wrong, cowbonce. I don't need him.
Shh! They're back.
How was your tour of hell, your celestial angelicnesses? Certainly took you a while.
Those demons certainly know how to enjoy themselves, don't they?
Sorry?
The demons. Everywhere we went, they seemed to be pleasuring themselves physically with the mortals' writhing bodies.
Yes, it's messy work. But it's just part of a demon's job, I'm afraid. I don't suppose you angels have to do any of that sweaty stuff.
No. Angels aren't supposed to gratify their physical needs.
No.
Oh.
So, where is Satan?
Can angels transform themselves into other creatures the way demons can?
Where has Satan gone?
My favorite transformation's this one. Behold, as I take on the terrifying form of a monstrous, fire-breathing dragon. There. Pretty impressive, eh?
That's a courgette.
Richard, I don't understand.
I haven't got time to explain, Deborah. I just came to say I want you to be happy. And that means you mustn't split up with Rory.
But he's the one who's called things off.
Well, I know, but I think you may find he's changed his mind.
Why?
Well, he was persuaded to by someone whose opinion he respects very highly.
Who?
Well, it was, well, if you must know, it was the Pope.
The Pope? Spoke to Rory?
Yeah, in a slightly dodgy Polish accent, yes. All that matters, my darling, is that you go ahead and just marry your beloved Rory, eh?
We nearly got married a few weeks back.
Yeah, I know. I was there.
What?
Big mouth.
Well, you see, you may have thought that your wedding vows being interrupted when the vicar was denounced as a Satanist was just a spot of bad luck. But it wasn't, you see. That was all down to me, I'm afraid. I just couldn't let go of you, I suppose. But I'm letting go now.
Oh, Richard.
Okay, Prof. Stylishly done. Now let's go, eh?
You've let those tulips die. That's not like you.
Well, I've been very down. But not any more. Is it lonely on the other side?
Well, it is quite lonely, yes. But at least it's full of, you know, lots of us being lonely together. It's a bit like life, really.
But look, we have to go.
Can I kiss her?
Well, you can, but if you do, the two polar dimensions coming into contact will result in a cataclysm that will destroy the universe.
Best not, then.
No, I think not.
No, I don't. It'll be right this time. There! One dragon. I haven't turned into another vegetable, have I?
No, you're a hamster.
Oh, no, it's okay, no problem. Just reassume my form. And then I'll...
You're stalling us, you pitiful beast. Now, where are Satan and the Professor?
We're behind you, Graham.
And where have you been?
We've been doing a spot of feng shui.
Feng shui?
Yes, feng shui, the oriental art of tidying up. That's right, isn't it? The professor here is something of an expert, and he's been helping me change the angle of my pits to more harmonious alignments.
Do you really think I'm stupid enough to believe that?
Well, I don't know yet.
You've taken this mortal up to the land of the living again, and for that, you will languish alone for all eternity.
You're getting desperate, Graham. You've no evidence, not a shred.
No, not a shred. Just a petal.
What?
On the ground, by the professor's feet. There, see? Shriveled petal from a dead flower.
Oh, yes.
Can you explain that, Satan?
Yes. Yes, I can. Yes, obviously. This flower has died and gone to hell.
Oh, so flowers are being damned and sent to hell now, aren't they?
Yeah, it's just part of a new law and order clampdown, you know. I mean, flowers have been getting away with it for far too long, you know. Especially tulips, Dutch bastards. I mean, they've had it.
We all know how the petal got here. On someone's clothing.
Well, of course it did, and I can tell you whose.
Thomas!
It's the most undeserving and irritating of mortals, namely, me.
You?
Oh, Thomas.
I must have transported this flower from the living world because I've been repeatedly taken there by Scumspawn. Isn't that right, Scumspawn?
Yes,
he's been taking me up to the earth, you see, but not as a jaunt. Oh, no, for the very moral purpose of showing me all the damage I've caused in my life, you know, the orphaned elephants, that sort of thing. It's all been part of my punishment.
And I hope you've learned your lesson, you bad person.
Oh, yes, so it will be very perverse to be punished for being punished, so...
Well, I'm afraid you will still have to stand trial before the Almighty.
It would be an honour, Graham, and rest assured, as part of our testimony, we will tell the Almighty how assiduous you angels have been in your investigations.
Why, thank you.
How you conscientiously spent such a long time observing the demons as they went about their writhing, sweaty business.
I'm not sure that's a detail worth mentioning, actually.
No.
No.
Oh, but it is. We shall tell the Almighty how you return from your arduous surveillance duties, exhausted, glassy-eyed, and with dribble on your chins.
I wonder how the Almighty would feel about some of his angels dribbling over scenes of orgiastic debauchery, eh?
Actually, I've always felt that an important part of being an angel is the showing of mercy.
Yes.
Yes.
So, I think we will report back that rumours concerning this breach of regulations were unfounded. I'll be seeing you, Satan.
Oh, I do hope so, Graham. Bye now. Have a good flight. Missing you already.
Quick thinking, Scamsborn.
Well, there's three words I never thought I'd hear.
Thank you, Thomas.
And there's three more.
Yes, Prof. Well, you know, I couldn't bear the idea of you being banished to eternal solitude because... Well, because think how dreadful that would have been for me, hmm? You never stopped to consider me for a moment, did you? Oh, no, you just went...
Oh, I'm sorry, it was a reflex, wasn't it?
Okay, you three arrivals, take one step forward while I sort this
Everything
out.
Everything okay, Scumspawn?
Yes, my liege.
Listen, Scummy, I've got some presents for you.
Presents?
Yes, this saxophone and this painting set.
And I'm free to use them?
Yes, but not near me. You're a privileged fella, Scumspawn. Satan's not renowned for giving presents. Well, I once gave someone Helena Troy. But that was only on a temporary basis. I didn't rap or anything. Anyway, this is just my way of saying that, well, like, you know, gosh, I'm...
Enough, Satan.
Oh, these new arrivals look familiar.
Yes, well, these two were killed by the falling body of someone who leapt from the roof of Broadcasting House.
Broke our bloody camcorders.
And this is the suicidal wretch in question.
Oh, yes. Name and occupation, please.
Alice Trent, BBC personnel.
Old Harry's Game featured Andy Hamilton as Satan, James Grouth as the Professor, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, and Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, with Felicity Montague, Philip Pope, Nick Revel, and Michael Fenton Stevens. The programme was written by Andy Hamilton and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.